And now here is Eliza Blue with your June postcard from the prairie.
In the middle of June 3 years ago, my first child arrived into the world. I wrote this piece soon after. It was the longest, darkest night of my life. But when dawn finally crept across the brick courtyard and then burst through the eastern window, my son was born. There were some complications, and we ended up in the NICU. After a week of hushed voices, kind nurses, beeping machines, and more tubes and cords than we could count, we got to take our little man home. I cried a lot during the drive, but when we reached the cool quiet of our house, the only sound the wind in the trees and the voices of birds, I was the happiest I've ever been. Our baby was home and healthy. We've named him Wesley Jude. Wesley means the West Lea, a western meadow or grove of trees. We have just such a lea of elms to the west of our house. Wesley is named for the wind and the trees and the birds in that lea and the dappled sunlight that passes through the branches. Jude is for Saint Jude, the patron saint of lost causes, because neither my husband nor I thought we'd get the chance to be parents. Yet here he is, and here we are. So far, all I've been told about parenthood is true. It is both infinitely harder and infinitely more rewarding than anything I've done before. First diaper changes, first big sobs, both mine and the baby's. First fears that I'm doing everything wrong. Yep, check, check, and check. I've never been so tired or so hungry. Since our homecoming, I have not finished a meal, and most food has been consumed one-handed, trying not to drop bites on the baby while he nurses. After nursing, the baby usually takes a long nap, and though I should be sleeping too, goodness knows I'm not getting to at night, I spend the whole time watching his face and the way moods wash across it like clouds across the summer sky. That's what I'm doing now, in fact. His tiny feet are still curved inward, and his tiny fist is pressed snug against his smooth cheek, just as I imagine he slept before he was born. Outside, the day has grown still and hot, but the shades are drawn, so our room is dim and holds just a hint of last night's cool breeze. Above our heads, one pesky fly buzzes, bouncing periodically off the window screens. The ceiling fan putters and the baby sighs, then cries out. He does this sometimes. It is a sharp sound, full of terror, and I think about the week where I didn't get to hold him while he slept. He cries a little more, his eyes pinched shut. I lean over to kiss the soft fuzz of his small head and whisper, "It's okay, Mama is here." Even as I say the words aloud, I feel the electric shock of it. I am a mama now. It's still hard to believe, but it is true. Here in my arms is the proof. That is the other thing I was told but could not understand before. My heart lives outside my chest now. Who I am no longer stops at my flesh and bones, but extends beyond the boundaries of my body, and I will never wholly belong to just myself again. In our short time together, I have already experienced the beauty and the terror of this new reality. I stroke the arch of my tiny son's back, and he stops crying. His lips move in his sleep. He is dreaming of milk. Over our heads, the ceiling fan putters, the fly buzzes, the baby sighs, and all is well with the world.
That's Eliza Blue. She debuts her third album, South Dakota, 1st of May, with an album released concert at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. That's at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 7th at the Matthews. Eliza Blue is with us next Friday for A Moment in Sound as well.